Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyar, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Our phone number 1-800-8-ENYART. It's 1-800-836-9278. You know what makes me so angry about our criminal justice system and the liberals and the feminists is in Texas, New Chapel Hill, Texas, this Deanna Laney, the mother who murdered her two little boys, 8 and 6 year old boys, and severely injured her 14 month old son 2 nights ago by crushing their skulls with rocks. This sick woman, well, I say sick as a figure of speech. She's a murderer. And if Andrea Yates, now I'm going to say something that cannot be proven, but is a promise we have from God in the Bible. If Andrea Yates would have been swiftly executed for drowning her 5 children, if she would have been swiftly and painfully executed, then the 3 Laney boys would not have been swiftly and painfully executed and attacked like they were. Because in the Bible, God says, as a general rule, this is a rule of thumb, but if you have the swift death penalty, then you will not have an epidemic of crime. And whatever Deanna Laney's real situation was, you know, people, even people who have exhibit mental problems, they still protect their own bodies normally, their own skin. And if she knew that she would be severely, swiftly, and painfully executed, the chances are overwhelming that she would not have killed her little boys. And when God says, if you keep people alive who should not live, you profane me, he's not kidding, because he's commanded us to execute people who are convicted of murder, swiftly, painfully execute them. So as a Christian, I'm just disgusted with the defense that people took up for Andrea Yates. And of course, the feminists, the NOW, the pro-aborts, they made Andrea Yates their poster child because, after all, she did exactly what they all advocate you should do every day of their lives. The number one issue of the feminist is abortion, the right to kill your children. And she killed 5 of them. So, of course, she'll be their hero. She's their poster child. Hey, after all, if you kill kids, that doesn't mean you're evil. One letter to the editor published in Newsweek back then was that you can't even call her a bad mother. How about that? You remember that? Not only could you not call her a murderer, you can't even call her a bad mother. And so with all the love and understanding poured out on murderers, should it surprise anyone that we get more murder? And of course we do. So it's despicable. 1-800-8-NYARD. That's 1-800-836-9278. She called 911 1 o'clock in the morning saying she had just killed her sons and the boys' bodies were found outside. Just the dead boys, the injured toddler was found inside the home. So sick. And that's what this bogus Christian love and acceptance and forgiveness, that's what it leads to. You know, there's a letter to the editor that was printed in Minnesota today, May 13th. The Central Minnesota Opinion News, and I'd like to read it to you, May 13th, and the headline that the editors put on this is, "Killing suspects must first repent." Killing suspects must first repent, and this is a letter by Dan Super of St. Cloud, Minnesota, and this is what it says. Regarding the article, pastor urges forgiveness at funeral. Now, that was in the, the Minnesota Times on May 8th. Regarding the article, Pastor Urges Forgiveness at Funeral, the Reverend William Postol apparently knows little about what the Bible says about forgiveness. Since the victims are now dead, asking them for forgiveness is not possible. And before Christopher Earle and Jonathan Carpenter should be forgiven by the victim's family, they must first repent. The murderers must first repent. Automatic forgiveness does not promote repentance. By the way, our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. And then this Dan from St. Cloud, Minnesota goes on to quote Jesus. He writes, Jesus said in Luke 17, verse 3, take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. Have the murderers repented? Asks the letter writer. Have the murderers repented? Good question. 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So then the article goes on, the letter to the editor goes on. What this pastor has said to the victim's family and to the citizens of the community, this is in Long Prairie, Minnesota, is irresponsible and wrong. All right, Dan. What the pastor has said to the victim's family and to the citizens of the community is irresponsible and wrong. And a sin to boot, adds talk show host Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yeah, that's a sin also to misrepresent God in these important matters. And then the letter writer goes on to quote Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 19, where he writes, God said, will you, and God said, will you profane me, killing people who should not die and keeping people alive who should not live? So I appreciate that letter to the editor in central Minnesota. And Dan ends the letter writing, the murderers can still be forgiven by God if they repent. That's right. Now, if they repent, isn't that what Jesus said? And if you believe you should forgive regardless of repentance, you're in trouble. Listener-supported radio right here at Bob Enyart Live. Listener-supported radio, and that's you if you're tuning in. Let me tell you about our monthly videos. For $24.95 a month, we'll ship off to you once a month a video from those that we have in our catalog. Most of them we've produced right here at Bob Enyart Live, like Mount Moriah, The Evidence for the Resurrection, God and the Death Penalty, A Bible Tour of Israel, Get Out of the Matrix. That's where I got to debate a college philosophy class and their professor. Live from Las Vegas, where I got to debate conventioneers at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Morality, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality. And that includes part of my own testimony. Mount St. Helens, a great video about creation. Divorce and Remarriage, What the Bible Really Says. Sex Has a Price Tag. Bob Debates Predestination. That's a fun one. Video Fruitcake. Bob on Drugs. That's when a heroin addict called in. These are the videos you can get by calling us at 1-800-8-NYART and signing up for $24.95 a month with a credit card, or you could send in a check or a money order. And every month you get a video automatically. Bob debates an evolutionist, Bob debates ACLU leader, confronting an atheist, Amy's call, Terry's call, Megan's call. Environmentalists lose a 10-year bet. The trouble with lawyers. Infanticide exposed. The planet stars in the Bible. Defending the faith. Hey, we've got fun videos, and you could check them out. Money-back guarantee on everything. 1-800-836-9278. So that was our list of videos. That wasn't all of them, but that was most of them. And for just $24.95 a month, you could sign up. You could go on our store. Let's see, is it on the store? I'm actually not sure. Let me see here. Let's see. I'm going to our store right now at, let's see, kgov.com. Okay, shop online. Shop online, video. Yeah, consider getting a subscription for a video each month. And here's the monthly videos. One of Bob's entertaining and insightful videos each month. $24.95 monthly. All right. Save $3.95 each month with free shipping and handling. Check it out. We're back. Bob and Yurt Live, 1-800-8-N-YARTS, 1-800-836-9278. Program note, beginning June 1st, we'll be live at 3 p.m. Let's see, 3 p.m. Mountain Time. That's where we do the show in Denver. 5 p.m. Eastern Time in most of our affiliates, but we have sent cancellation notices, very sadly. It really was sad to do this, but in three cities we'll be going off the air at the end of this month, the middle of next month, in Indianapolis and Rochester, New York, and South Bend, Indiana. We'll be going off the air, WNTS. It's been great to be on the air with you guys in Indy. It's been wonderful. And in Rochester, New York, on WRSB. And then, of course, in South Bend on FM WHME, it's been really neat. And these are strictly financial reasons. For financial reasons, unable, you know, the Bob and Yurt Live is listener-supported radio, and that's how we stay on the air in the different cities we're in. When we go live at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and moving the show, that was actually IRN's goal was to get the show during a daytime slot so that we could actually build a larger audience because there are a lot more people listening during the day. And, you know, today we had a $25 a month pledge from somebody in upstate New York, and that was neat. And thank you very much. That was very, very kind. And but, of course, you know, our plans are pretty well set. It would have to take just extraordinary changes financially to be able to stay on the air in those three cities. And maybe we could pull it off in one, but we'll have to see. But at any rate, when we go live at 5 p.m. Eastern Time in Denver, which is our flagship station, KLTT, Denver, Colorado, we will be... Well, we'll be tape delay at 7 to 8 p.m., our normal Denver time slot, initially, with the goal somehow of getting live in Denver. And we are working on that. Okay. So our phone number, 1-800-8-N-YARTS, 1-800-836-9278. I also want to congratulate Rich and Carmen getting married in 2 weeks. Congratulations, Rich. Rich is the engineer at the Information Radio Network during the airing of this program in Memphis, Tennessee at the IRN headquarters. And we've been rooting for Rich and Carmen for a long time now. Looking forward to the wedding date, which is coming right up, and that's real exciting. We're real happy for Rich. Okay. Hey, there's a There's an ad in today's Rocky Mountain News. That's one of the Denver newspapers. And it's an ad by a law firm. And I want to read you the heading. This is the heading. Is your parent facing the high cost of nursing home care? Is your parent facing the high cost of nursing home care? You know, at Bob and Yurt Live, on and off for 12 years, we don't talk about this topic often, but occasionally when it makes the news or we spot something like this, we bring up a very difficult subject, one that Christians tend to not even pay attention to. And that's this idea of what's become common in our day of institutionalizing your parents or your grandparents when they get older, crankier, more difficult to care for, maybe forgetful, maybe a bit obnoxious, and then they really go and blow it by doing something like falling down and breaking a hip or something. And then they're given a life sentence and put into a nursing home. And tragically, I've been involved over the years on a few occasions, different times in my life, involved in visiting people in nursing homes, organizing programs, little concerts, skits, going to visit. And we have, we've noticed, and then we've had over the years people living in nursing homes confirm, call us up on the air, write to us, tell us about the despicable way of living in being institutionalized. And not only is it institutionalized, that alone, but typically people are abandoned by their families. You know, at first you put your mother in a nursing home, and of course you visit her every day for the first week. And then by the second week, you visit her every other day, which is totally reasonable. I mean, you know, you have to work and you have a life and you have kids of your own and a mortgage. So you visit her every other day. And then by the second month, you're going once a week. But then sometime around the third month, you have a very busy week and you just can't make it. So you go every other week for a while. And then, you know, once a month is really enough because there are plenty of people at the nursing home that she interacts with. And we call her once in a while, too. And then it's holidays. And for some, they don't even see their families on every major holiday. And yes, some families get there a little more often, but that's pretty much the standard routine. And God tells us to honor your father and your mother, to honor your father and your mother. And so this ad here by this law firm, which, by the way, Jesus was insulting to lawyers way back in his day. I wonder if he told any lawyer jokes. He was insulting to lawyers back in his day. Here's the headline of the ad, the title. Is your parent facing the high cost of nursing home care? Now, if you're facing the high cost of nursing home care, in other words, what this ad is saying is, look, you're caring for your parents. You're going over to their home. It's a pain in the neck. Maybe they're staying with you. It's a pain in the neck. And you think you can't afford nursing home care. Well, call us up. And yeah, we'll make a couple thousand dollars off the deal. But we'll help you figure out how to put your parent in a nursing home with the government footing most of the bill. So give us a call and we'll help you institutionalize your mom or your dad or grandma. And after all, you know, she did go and break her hip. And that's really a life sentence offense. you break a hip, well, you deserve a life sentence because, you know, we told you not to go outside when it was wet out. We told you don't go out when it was wet out, and you went out and you broke your hip, so you're going in a nursing home. Oh, you have another 18 years to live? Well, don't worry. 18 years goes fast. And in a nursing home, quite often, you could do that in half the time. Half the time, because you get time served, you get out in 9 years. You know, you had another 18 years to live, but now you're in a nursing home, and quite often you could get out in 9 years. Well, oh yeah, of course, you only get out when you die, right? But still, you get out. So you get out in 9 years. So it's not that bad. All right, the ad goes on to say, did you know there are legal ways to reduce or even eliminate nursing home costs? Yeah, of course. Because with our system, with all the loving liberals, including the Republicans who are in power in our government, with our system, the government takes away the responsibility from the children to take care of their parents so that they will spread out the cost of apathy so that you don't have to care for your parents. You just put them in a nursing home. Let's see. The ad goes on to say, this is, by the way, the ad is Ridgeway Romeo and Vincent, LLC. It's a limited liability corporation. And they even have a wonderful website, elderlawcolorado.com. Our law firm is dedicated to helping families abandon their parents. Huh? Did I read that right? Let me reread that. Our law firm is dedicated to helping families abandon their parents. We at Ridgeway, Romeo, and Vincent specialize in disposable parents and grandparents. This is quite an ad. You know, it's unusual for lawyers to be so upfront and honest about what they're doing. Our law firm is dedicated to helping families who are overwhelmed. Well, it is somewhat overwhelming, to take care of a kid for 18 years. That is a bit overwhelming. And that's what your parent does, takes care of you for 18 years. And if you're like a lot of kids in America, they took care of you for more than 18 years. They're probably still taking care of you. Right up until they can't take care of themselves, and that's when you dump them in an institution. Our law firm is dedicated to helping families who are overwhelmed, by all the decisions they have to make about placing a loved one in a nursing home. Huh. For a copy of our free report, How to Dump Your Parent Without Really Trying, please call us toll-free at 1-800. By the way, our phone number is 1-800-ANYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Their phone number for a copy of their free report, How to Dump Your Parent Without Really Trying, is that you call toll-free 1-800-305-1298. That's 24 hours a day for a free recorded message and a copy of this report on how to get away scot-free without caring for your parents. And that, it reminds me of what Jesus said when he took a legalist of his day to task because they didn't care for their parents. And they said, well, we know we're supposed to, but we gave the money to church. Vineyard here. Our phone number works not only for calling into the show, but it also works to call in to say, hey, I'd like to sign up for the monthly video or to sign up for the monthly Bible study album. or the monthly sermons from denverbiblechurch.org. So you could call in. And sometimes we had a call right before the show from Ted in Indianapolis, and he wanted to chat a bit about our materials, and he had $100 that he wanted to help support the show, and he wasn't sure exactly what he should get. And I'm happy I picked up that phone call, and I got to chat with Ted, and we talked about, you know, what he's interested in, and does he like to read, listen to audio tapes, watch videos. And we picked out a few things, and we're shipping them off to Ted. And, you know, it's neat to talk to people, you guys out there, and figure out what do we have that can help you. It's a lot of fun. And, of course, it all has a money-back guarantee. And not only is it, we hope, entertaining and educational, learning more about the Bible with, you know, with everything we do, we learn about the Bible, and then we teach the best we can to those of you who'd like to learn more. And we offer a money-back guarantee on all of it, very confidently, because people have told us for all these years that they just love the material. They just love it. So that's our number, dual-purpose number, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. Okay. So that's the ad. And what else do we have here? We have, we have this. I never got back to this the other night. When we get back on the show, we're going to have to talk about this. The Canaan, Noah cursed Canaan. And why did he curse Canaan? We'll do that when we get back on the air. One eight hundred eight NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. That's our call-in line and our order line. If you'd like to check out our materials, see if we have anything that could help you out wherever you're at in your Christian life. If you're not a Christian, call us up and we'll send you Mount Moriah, the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And hopefully then you'll become a Christian, because otherwise you'll be in big trouble. Yeah, because you have to find a way to deal with your sin. Because in your life, how you hurt people. And since when God made us, he put eternity in our hearts so that we live forever. And with all the hurt we inflict on one another in this life, imagine if this life lasted forever. Imagine how miserable you would become. So your sin has to be dealt with in order to be able to live in paradise forever with other people. Because otherwise you would continue to hurt yourself and hurt others more forever. And it would pretty much become unbearable. After all, you're reasonably unbearable right now as you are. So when we become a Christian, God deals with our sin. Jesus Christ, death on the cross, he paid for our sins. We're forgiven by God. God creates a new life in us. We are a new creation. And our identity is in Jesus Christ. So then when we go to heaven, it's like starting over brand new. And we don't continue to hurt one another in heaven. All the tears are washed away. And our ashes are turned into joy. And so it's real good to be a Christian. It's really bad not to be a Christian. It's real bad not to be a Christian. And it's really bad to have gone to a church but never really developed a love for Jesus Christ. Never a trust, never a longing for his return. Never a desire in your heart to obey God. That's really bad. So if you're not a Christian, or if you're not sure you're a Christian, then give us a call, 1-800-836-9278, and tell us, and we will send you the Mount Moriah video free of charge. For Christians, it's a normal price for most of our videos, $24.95 plus shipping and handling. And if some Christians call in and say, well, can I get a free Mount Moriah for my cousin? No, you can't. Why don't we just, yeah, no, you can't. If you're a Christian, then you got to pay up. We Christians, we have to pay our own way. All right. So let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, yeah, with the whole nursing home thing. You know, the Christian church, usually the church doesn't speak against sin at all. And some churches speak against, you know, a percent, say, what, 20% speak against abortion, homosexuality, evolution. Almost none speak against the godless public schools because they don't want to offend the people who put money in the collection plate, and they'd rather you have this false sense of security and send your kids to the public school where they end up damned and going to hell just so they don't offend you so you don't stop giving. That's the strategy with churches that don't speak against the godless public education system in America. You'd think if it was a pastor, if the local pastor was a minister 3,000 years ago in Israel, I guess he would encourage you to send your kids to the local Philistine school where they could be taught about the Philistine god of Dagon and their pagan ways, right? He would have said, well, you know, the world is filled with Jebusites and Perizzites and Girgashites and Amorites and Moabites and Ammonites and Canaanites. The world is filled with these pagan people, and we have to send little Joshua, we have to send him to the pagan godless school so he could get used to it. Imagine a Jewish family sending their kid off to a Philistine school on a Philistine chariot. God would have opened up the earth under their home and sucked them down alive into hell. And that's what the majority of Christian pastors in America encourage their people to send their kids to public school. Unless they have a church school which charges at least $300 a month tuition. Then they'll say you should send your kids to a Christian school. But other than those pastors, it's pretty much a disaster out there. And so the churches that do speak against sin, say fornication, pornography, adultery, shacking up together, homosexuality, abortion. Did I say abortion? Evolution, public schools, abortion. Did I say abortion? Abortion. The churches that do speak against those things, that's really good. But I've just learned in my own ministry that, you know, the whole thing of copyright laws and Christians, an epidemic of Christians stealing either movies or software or music over the internet because they can get away with it without getting caught. And so that's something churches, I just became aware of, need to address. And then we've got this putting your parents and grandparents in nursing homes because, after all, we're just too busy to take care of them. You know, I do have a life. You remember the priest and the Levite who were on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, going down the valley there? Have you been there in Israel? It's pretty cool. Check out our video, a Bible tour of Israel. It's really fun. It's like touring Israel with us. We had a great time. At any rate, they saw the man who had been beaten and lying on the side of the road, but they didn't have any time because they had their ministry to attend to. They had their religious ministry to attend to. So they had a life, you know. What, they're supposed to care for the stranger on the side of the road who had been beaten, left for dead? And what, I'm supposed to care for my parents? Don't you know I have a life? Well, God said, honor your mother and your father. And except for the very unusual case where parents, where a parent might need around-the-clock medical care that you just can't offer. But you know how rare that is? That's very rare. And it's easy to make that excuse to soothe guilt, a guilty conscience. Well, you know, I couldn't possibly give the medical care. Oh, what medical care was needed? Well, you have to feed him. Oh, that's medical care? Well, he can't feed himself. Oh, that's medical care? Well, and you have to clean him. Oh, that's medical care? Yeah, we'd rather let somebody making $8 an hour clean him. Somebody doesn't really care. Ugh. Have you ever seen or read about the exposés or talked to people in nursing homes in the living hell that it is for literally, certainly over a million people in nursing homes have just nightmarish stories to tell. But remember Jesus said in Matthew 15, I know Jesus said it because it's in red. But warning, 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 Will Robinson, there are Bible verses up ahead. For those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity, we here at Bob and Harriet Live know that you would like to censor anyone who dares to quote a Bible verse in public, so this warning gives you fair notice, raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered. Okay, Jesus said, God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God. You get it? They would give some money to the temple, and then they would say to their parents, and their parents would say, I need help. We need help. And they'd say, oh, I gave the money to the priest. Sorry, I can't help. Isn't that disgusting? And that's what Jesus is talking about here. You know, back then, they didn't have nursing homes, and they certainly didn't have a federal government that subsidized children giving up responsibility for caring for their elderly parents. They didn't have that. So the parents would look to the kids for help. And the kids would say, well, hey, pops, you know, the money I could have used to help you, I gave to God. So Jesus says, by the way, our phone number is 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Jesus said, God commanded, honor your father and your mother. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God, then he need not honor his father or mother. Jesus said, thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your own Social Security Administration. Hey, Neil in Indianapolis, could you hang on through the break? Hey, Mr. Neil?
Yes.
Could you hang on?
I can hold.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks. We'll be right back after this. So the monthly video, the Bob and Harriet Live monthly video for $24.95 a month, if you call up or go online, you could go online, kgov.com, and click on the online shopping. And then $24.95 a month and no shipping and handling every month will ship you one of our videos. And I'll give you some of these titles. Defending the Faith, Apologetics with Bob and Dave Spiegel. It's fun. The Planets, the Stars, and the Bible. You'll get a kick out of it. Infanticide Exposed. Now, that's a tough video out of the New York Times. You think their recent scandal is bad? Huh. The Trouble with Lawyers. That's Bob versus the Publicans. Environmentalists Lose a 10-Year Bet. You'll just love that one. Megan's Call, this young woman's cold heart. Terry's Call, a homosexual hated Christians until he called in, and then he died of AIDS while he was on his way here to Denver to meet with us. And then Amy's Call. She was good enough to get to heaven on her own and shacking up with a guy, had a child out of wedlock, and cussed at me, hung up, and Christian said now she'll never get saved because of how mean I was to her. And I said, I think she stands a better chance now of getting saved than ever. And 1 year later, she called back. Ah, you just got to, you've got to check that video. Check out that video, Amy's called. Somewhat chilling. Confronting an Atheist? That's a fun video. Bob Debates, an ACLU leader. Bob Debates, an evolutionist. So, neat videos. And you get one a month for $24.95. Just give us a call. 1-800-8-N-YARD. That's 1-800-836-9278. Then Bob on Drugs. That's when a heroin addict called in. Video Fruitcake. Bob Debates Predestination. You got to get the audio album with that one. The two go together. It's fun. Sex has a price tag. That's great for people before they get married and all. Real good video. Divorce and remarriage, what the Bible says about it. Morality, why God forbids sexual immorality. Live from Las Vegas, Get Out of the Matrix, Bible Tour of Israel, God and the Death Penalty, and Mount Moriah. So sign up today. One 1-800-8-N-YARD, 1-800-836-9278 in Indianapolis. Neil, speak your mind.
Yeah, I'd just like to offer up my little take on why the priest didn't stop and help the man who'd been beaten by the road.
Yeah.
Because they saw he'd already been robbed.
Whoa, Neil, that's cutting.
It sure is.
That's really cutting. That reminds me of the bumper sticker. Don't steal. The government hates competition.
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. Wow. That's cutting, Neil. He had already been robbed. He'd already been fleeced.
That's right.
If you're going to fleece the flock, you got to make sure they haven't already been fleeced.
Well, who was it who said that you know a man's character by how he treats those who have nothing to offer him?
Ooh, that's good.
So you know, if it's obvious how you treat the waitress in the diner,
right?
Or just you know people who don't have anything to.
Yeah, if you work in an office setting, how do you treat the maintenance guy, the janitor,
right.
The receptionist? Yeah, that's 100% right.
So anyway, at my church, very disappointingly, they don't do much. Well, to discourage the public schools at all. In fact, I've even heard some people argue that it's part of the Great Commission.
It's part of the Great Commission to send your kids off for a godless education.
And which just amazes me. Do you really love your kids? You know, what are you doing for the Great Commission? Are you just dumping it off on your kids?
Yeah, right. You're a little 9-year-old to go up against the forces of hell itself.
Exactly. But we have a missionary in India who's doing just wonderful things there, building churches and holding training sessions for new pastors. And it's pretty exciting what's going on. We do a lot of support for him. And he came in and gave a pitch to start a new Christian school there in India. Of course, it's mostly Buddhist there. And I refused to give to it. I said, no, those kids can be a light.
Mm.
And why not? And the same sort of plea was made once to support removing these little Christian kids from their abusive homes. And I said, well, no, I'm not going to give money to that. They can be a light in their family.
Yeah, right.
And I just take it to the opposite extreme. And, you know, the Christian schools in the former Soviet Union and all that, why not make the same argument there?
Right.
So it's a little frustrating.
Yeah, it's when we get to heaven, you know, the shame, there's going to be a lot of shame to go around. And, of course, Jesus will wipe the tears away, but there will be tears to wipe away. And we're going to see what could have been, and it's going to be devastating. and for millions of Christians who were falsely lured into a sense of security by their pastors and even national Christian ministries, that it's okay to send your kids to a godless education. And then by the time your kids are done with that godless education, a good percentage of your sweet little Christian daughters have had abortions and tried out bisexuality. And a majority of your sweet Christian sons are no longer virgins. And why? So that we can have pagans and those who advocate sexual activity among children, so we can have them teach our kids? I tell you,
we can't afford the boat if we send them to Christian school.
Ooh. Well, homeschool them is the best.
Sure, I agree.
Yeah, homeschool is the best. Christian school is a far second, but that's much better than a pagan public school. Of the different private Christian schools I've seen, there's one that really is extraordinary. Beyond, and it's a Denver area school, so it wouldn't benefit the vast majority of our listeners, but it's in Arvada, Colorado, Maranatha Christian Center. When you take a tour of that school, any given day of the week, you are in amazement. Your jaw just drops. Your mouth is open the whole time. It is just the most godly, respectful environment with nearly 1,000 kids.
Wow, that's neat. I direct the band at a Christian school. It's kindergarten through eighth grade.
Yeah.
And it's a completely different environment there because I've taught private lessons in public schools and done substitute teaching with the public schools for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just such an amazing situation that, good, you know, there are no locks on the lockers, and if somebody drops a $5 bill, it will be there after the next class.
Wow.
Still on the floor, and just the respect that these kids show for one another.
Well, that's tremendous, and I'm really glad to hear that. That's wonderful. But as a general rule, it's really dangerous to get a large number of young boys and girls together for a long period of time. Repeatedly.
I can agree with that.
Repeatedly, over months and years. It's a big mistake. God never advocated it in the Bible. It's just a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Because I think one advantage that our school does have is that it's not affiliated with a church.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids don't spend all, you know, their entire weekends and youth group activities. They aren't all together
all
the
time. Yeah.
And so I see that as an advantage. But then again, I see problems with the older kids and just some things.
And the older kids there, it's only through eighth grade.
Right.
Yeah.
But some things slip into their behavior from time to time that you can tell they've gotten from the world. And it's,
hey, Neil, I've spoken at Christian schools,
mm-hmm,
high school. I'm thinking of a high school and a Christian college. And I might as well have been in purgatory.
Yeah.
It was just horrendous.
Some are like that.
Yeah, just
I have some online friends in Washington who they go to a Christian school, and they're certain that three-fourths of their teachers are atheists.
Ah, I believe that. But now that's a school that's basically, you know, a totally lost case. But
right,
even the Christian schools that are good have huge risk factors associated with sending your kids to them.
Well, sure. And, well, how many churches wouldn't you go to?
Yeah.
Because of bad teaching. You were talking about when we get to heaven and there are no more tears, and then we'll all see the shame and we'll know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many pastors and elders and Bible scholars will ride to heaven on the short bus. It's going to be amazing. Will we sit through remedial teaching when we get there? And how many of those pastors will be have to start over?
Right. Yeah, it's real sad what's happened to the Christian church. But I guess it's usually like this through history, though. And, Neil, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Bob.
God bless you.
You too.
And now Neil is the kind of caller we're going to lose when we go off the air in Indianapolis. What a shame. What an absolute shame. But More evidence. We have the brightest audience in the country. Hey, I keep running out of time, and I wanted to finish the story that I started when Hal Lindsey was on the show this past week with Canaan being cursed in the book of Genesis by Noah. You know, the Israelites, they're the main antagonist through the Bible of the Israelites through the centuries. You know, at times they had a deal with the Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Nineveh up north, but the Canaanites were throughout the centuries their primary antagonist. And the Canaanites were extraordinarily evil, wicked, and they appear in the story of the Bible in Genesis 9 right after the flood with this peculiar little story where Noah had three sons, and his son Ham saw his father's nakedness, and as a result, Noah cursed Canaan, Ham's son, Noah's grandson. And Noah cursed Canaan, and Canaan's kids became the Canaanites, this intensely wicked people for millennia. Wicked. And the Canaanites eventually intermarried with the Ishmaelites and the Edomites and pretty much became, you know, the peoples who were susceptible to Islam in the Middle East, the Arabs. And so what's with this story that just because a son, his father Noah, got drunk after the flood, he's drunk. First time drunkenness is mentioned in the Bible. He gets drunk, and so his son sees his father naked. And then the grandson is cursed? That seems bizarre. People think, well, that's terrible. What kind of an evil God would curse a little baby grandson because his father saw his grandfather naked? It's stupid. It is stupid. But that's not what the story says. But Christians are so bad at studying the Bible that they accept it. They say, well, it's stupid, but what do you, you know, it's just stupid. There's nothing we can do about it. The Bible doesn't make sense anyway, so it's just one of a thousand things that make no sense. But that's not it. The Bible does make sense. And in the Bible, there's a figure of speech. The Bible, to see your father's nakedness, what does that mean? Moses writes, do not lie with your father's wife. It is your father's nakedness. Do not lie with your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. Do not lie with your neighbor's wife. It's your neighbor's nakedness. Don't get your neighbor drunk in order to see his nakedness. Now, he wasn't talking about seeing your neighbor naked. He was talking about don't get him drunk thinking you could then seduce his wife. That's in Proverbs, that one. So, to see your father's nakedness means to seduce his wife. Ham seduced or raped his own mother and impregnated her, and Canaan was born. And that whole story is about Canaan and the shock that Ham was Canaan's father, not Noah. Ham is the one who did that. And the Bible's not as crude as we are today in the way we speak. The Bible uses euphemisms like Noah, Adam knew his wife Eve, and Ham uncovered the nakedness of his father. Ham saw the nakedness of his father. And so his brothers then walked in backwards and covered with a blanket their father's nakedness, meaning they covered up their mother and began that healing process. So Canaan was the product of incest. That's why he was cursed. He had to be cursed. He was cursed. This is Bob Inyert reminding you to do right and risk the consequences. Do right, do right.